Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Memorial Day 2025. Kind of winding down here. I hope you had a great day today. Thank you so much for having us on. Three things you need to know this hour. Let's go ahead and start with item number one, Austin.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, a proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19% has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting last Tuesday. Now, at the May 15th workshop, Board Member Paul Fetzko suggested Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least $205,000 annually.
And 31-year-old Zachary Barfield, a Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail and ordered to pay a $51,000 fine after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide and shooting them with a firearm. The National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing that Barfield became frustrated with dolphins eating red snapper from the lines of his charter fishing clients. Barfield was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain.
Okay, here's your third item of the afternoon. Florida and Alabama's red snapper season officially open. Charter boat captains optimistic for a long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through today, reopening up on Sunday, that's June 1st, through July 31st. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, whichever is longer. Florida, by the way, has a fall weekend session as well. 6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. That's typically how it is on holidays. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so, especially if you're out there partying. Also, as for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 78 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Those chances will increase tomorrow, where Tuesday's high will be 87 with a low of 75.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, an Escambia deputy was involved in a shooting Sunday night. A trespass call erupted into blazing gunfire. This happened on Plantation Road about 7:30 p.m. Now, when deputies arrived, an unidentified suspect exchanged fire with the deputies. The suspect sustained a gunshot wound and was transported to a local hospital for treatment. No officers were injured. FDLE is actively investigating the incident.
And Escambia County investigator is looking into a drive-by shooting that was reported Saturday morning on Devane Street. Officials say it happened just after 4 a.m. The gunfire was reportedly targeting a camper trailer. Deputies say nobody was injured and the search for a suspect is ongoing, but Sheriff's Office says that if you do have any information, please contact them or call Crime Stoppers.
617 News Radio 92.3. There's nothing worse than coming outside your house and your mailbox has been damaged. Well, that's what's going up north here. There's been a rash of damaged mailboxes in Molino. Residents are now expressing frustration after 15 to 25 units were damaged or destroyed over the weekend. The crime spree happened to the area of Sunshine Hill Road, Crabtree Church Road, Gibson Road, and Chestnut Road. Escambia deputies report that the mailboxes could have been damaged by someone on a four-wheeler. Got any information to pass along? Contact ECSO 850-436-9620.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the Sunshine State is, of course, commemorating Memorial Day. Governor Ron DeSantis ordered all flags to fly at half staff from sunrise until noon. The directive applied to all local and state buildings, installations, and grounds. DeSantis said that our hearts are full of gratitude for the unwavering commitment of the men and women who gave their lives protecting our freedom in the face of grave danger.
Okay, Earth Justice has filed suit on behalf of our four environmental groups against the National Marine Fisheries Service, alleging the organization has failed in its duty to provide proper protections from offshore drilling activities to endangered species residing in the Gulf of America. The lawsuit filed last week claims that a newly released biological opinion failed to properly assess how threatened and endangered species are likely to be harmed by drilling activity.
And a man is dead after a bizarre and violent encounter with Polk County deputies near Lakeland Monday morning. Sheriff Grady Judd says Timothy Schultz swam across a lake where he appears to have been bitten by a gator, then charged at deputies with garden shears. Then, after being tasered twice, he climbed into a running patrol car and tried to grab an officer's gun, prompting deputies to open fire. Judd says Schultz had a long history of meth-related arrests.
Okay, a former congressional candidate in the state will be spending several years in prison. Kevin Urinsky explains why.
41-year-old William Braddock III was sentenced in federal court in Tampa Wednesday to 3 years in prison for plotting to have his primary opponent murdered by a foreign hit squad. In 2021, Braddock and current Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna were running for the Republican nomination for Florida's 13th District when he went as far as telling Paulina Luna's friend during a phone call that he would have her murdered by a Russian-Ukrainian hit squad if she continued to poll well. Braddock eventually flew to Thailand before settling in the Philippines. He was returned to the U.S. last year in order to face trial. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a new study has revealed the most misspelled word in Florida. The company Word Unscrambler used Google search data to determine the most misspelled word in each state. And in Florida, apparently it's compliment. Nationally, the top five misspelled words are definitely, separate, necessary, believe, and through, as in, I can see through that.
I say it's canceled.
That one's tricky, because it's like neither way is officially incorrect. One's with one L, one's with two. It depends on who you are and where you're from, as far as how many L's you put in it.
That's a United States type situation compared to the European
spelling. I believe it's like Canada and or Europe may spell it with two L's, and then here we spell it with one. I could be wrong, though.
Oh, yeah, we spell it with one. In Australia, they use the S and Z a lot of times. So.
And you also see like a color, they put a U in it. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Listen People to us are, going through Education 101.
Yeah, we can spell, kind of.
There you go. Okay, Governor DeSantis once again defending. Good for you, man. Governor DeSantis once again defending a program led by his wife that received millions of dollars through a settlement. Eben Brown down there on the streets of Miami for us this afternoon.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. In fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance. That saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:21, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some hard-hitting national headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, don't miss the Grand Fiesta Parade in downtown Pensacola. Don't miss the crews, high school bands, the King, Queen, and their court. The fun rolls at 7. The Fiesta Boat Parade is Saturday beginning at 1. The best place to catch the colorful parade from land will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Center, or Plaza de Luna downtown. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
News Radio 92.3, KC and the Sunshine Band.
I love that song.
Come on. What gets better than that when you're driving home from the beach this afternoon? Hope you had a good day today, folks. And have KC crank it up there. Good stuff. Okay, 624, News Radio 92.3. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem calling for major changes to the U.S. Coast Guard. She says its readiness crisis is at its worst in decades. Jennifer Griffith has more from the Pentagon.
Unlike other military branches, the Coast Guard is not based at the Pentagon and falls under DHS with a Homeland Security mission, creating a feeling at times of neglect. Force Design 2028 aims to fix that, establishing a civilian service secretary to lead and set a strategic direction just like the Army, Navy, and Air Force have. Quote, the Secretary of Homeland Security has directed the U.S. Coast Guard to develop a plan for establishing a potential secretary of the Coast Guard to support the president's focus and alignment on border security and immigration enforcement. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed I am. Roads looking good. As for the weather, though, 84 degrees, low of 78 tonight, with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, we're going to see those chances increase, where Tuesday's high will be 87 and the low will be 75.
Okay. AI, artificial intelligence, is now being used to predict the daily weather. You think it's going to take your position as a meteorologist?
I think I bring more to the table than just saying traffic and weather.
There you go. At least being able to predict the two weather systems once you cross the Bay Bridge. Even Brown has more.
President Trump is railing against the Ivy League school today in a series of Truth Social posts this morning. First saying this, I'm considering taking $3 billion of grant money away from a very anti-Semitic Harvard and giving it to trade schools all across our land. What a great investment that would be for the USA and so badly needed. Now, this comes after Harvard sued and a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration stripping the school of its ability to enroll international students on foreign visas. This all began last month when DHS demanded the university hand over records of foreign students who participated in, quote, illegal and violent activities, which Trump now claims has not been received on Truth Social also this morning.
Your favorite weather app might tell you things like the air quality index, but Microsoft says its latest AI model called Aurora can now do the same. The tech company says it's accurately predicting weather events as complicated as hurricanes and typhoons. They even claim their forecasts outdid the National Hurricane Center's 5-day cyclone tracking in the 2022 season. Using artificial intelligence to help with meteorology isn't exactly new, but Microsoft plans to incorporate Aurora's work into the forecast offerings on its MSN public portal, using it to offer forecasts that update hourly. Eben Brown, Fox News.
and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz supporting Ukrainian military strikes deep in Russian territory. It comes after Merz committed to supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles, and he said earlier today that Germany, Britain, the U.S., and France have all gotten rid of range restrictions for weapons given to Ukraine. The German Chancellor's stance on the matter is different from his predecessor, Olaf Scholz. Meanwhile, on Sunday, President Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
New Orleans police continue to look for five inmates that had escaped from prison. Nate Foy, still down in New Orleans with the story.
Day 11 of this manhunt, five dangerous fugitives remain on the loose, and all five, but really one, appears to be quite slippery. A source close to the investigation tells Fox News that police executed a second search warrant trying to find Lenten Van Buren last night, but came up empty. As a result of that raid, authorities arrested his 28-year-old sister, Lenica Van Buren, his father, Lenten Van Buren Sr., and Patricia Van Buren. Now, local media reports that Van Buren asked for a clean phone before his escape, and all 12 people are accused of helping the inmates. Prosecutors say some of them provided food, money, or rides, while others helped during the actual escape.
And several people appear to be injured after a van plowed into a crowd in Liverpool, England. The crowd was gathered to celebrate Liverpool's Premier League soccer title. The BBC reports at least three people injured have been taken from the scene, and police say a 53-year-old British man from the Liverpool area had been arrested. Video that appears to show the incident has been shared on social media, showing the van hitting several people before stopping and being surrounded by some in the crowd.
A plane flying from Tokyo to Houston was diverted to Seattle after a passenger attempted to open an exit door in mid-flight. Abigail Dye, Fox 26 in Houston, has more on News Radio 92.3.
Two men zip-tie a man to his seat after passengers say he tried to open the emergency exit mid-flight.
So the guy was sitting behind me directly. He actually got up out of his seat and crawled over the people that were sitting next to him. And he got up in a hurry, so I just assumed he was sick.
Ashley took videos. She tells me over the phone the man went for the emergency exit. And once he did, two men jumped into action. A spokesperson with Seattle International confirms the event, saying they have no information on criminal charges and that the man was having a medical crisis. So he was transported to the hospital. Abigail Dye, Fox 26 News.
On Ukraine.
He's killing a lot of people. I'm not happy about that.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for more sanctions after Russia launched more than 900 drones and missiles, killing 12 civilians, including three children.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. A suspect is in custody in Britain in connection to an incident where a vehicle plowed through a parade of soccer fans in Liverpool celebrating their team winning the Premier League title.
The car stopped at the scene, and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle.
Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims says while the investigation is ongoing, terrorism has been ruled out as a motive. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Uptown, Down Home American Kids.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19% has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting last Tuesday. At the May 15th workshop, board member Paul Fetzko had been the one to suggest that Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least $205,000 annually.
31-year-old Zachary Barfield, a Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail, ordered to pay $51,000 in fines after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide, then shooting them with a firearm. The National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing Barfield became frustrated with dolphins eating red snapper from their lines off his charter fishing boat. Barfield was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Florida and Alabama's red snapper season is officially open. Charter boat captains are optimistic for a long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through today, reopening on Sunday, June 1st through July 1st. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, whichever is longer. Florida also has a fall weekend season.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The New York Knicks are the NBA's comeback kids. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Game 3 Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. The Knicks became the first team in NBA history to win three playoff games in the same postseason, in games in which they trailed by 20 points.
They were down two games to none, losing both at home, but go on the road, down by 20, and win.
On TNT, the Knicks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 106-100. New York outscored Indiana in the final quarter 36-20. Karl Anthony Towns scored 20 of his 24 points in the final quarter. The road team has won every game in this series. Next game tomorrow in Indianapolis. Pacers up 2-1. Western Finals, game 4 tonight in Minneapolis. The Thunder lead the Timberwolves 2-1. Hockey, behind two goals apiece from Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman, the Edmonton Oilers went up 2-1 on the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Final. They won last night 6-1. Tonight, the Panthers will try to return to the Stanley Cup Final. They host the Hurricanes in Game 4, up 3-0. No single day of auto racing like yesterday. Started in Indianapolis, finished in Charlotte.
How about it? From the back to the front, Ross Chastain wins the Coca-Cola 600.
He told us coming into this weekend, if I don't win the Indy 500 in my career, it will be a career unfulfilled. He had, and the caution is out. Caution is out. Pello will win for validation, vindication for Alex Pello. He has won the Indianapolis 500.
Indy 500 on Fox TV, Coca-Cola 600 on Prime Video. Alex Pello, the two-time reigning IndyCar champ, won his first Indy 500. Then Ross Chastain passed William Byron with six laps to go to win NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And, of course, one of the things Jared mentioned there was NBA playoffs. Well, we do have the playoffs continuing tonight. Western Conference Finals Game 4 between the Thunder and Timberwolves gets underway soon. Of course, Thunder are up 2-1, but this game is in Minnesota, and Minnesota is coming off a big win. You can find coverage of this game starting at 7 o'clock on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. ESPN Pensacola can be found on 99.1 FM or 1330 AM, but you can also get our free ESPN and Pensacola mobile app.
When Jared Max was doing his report on the Fox Sports News, he mentioned, kind of touched on it briefly, about the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600. Mm. Well, let me just kind of take it a step further, if you don't mind. It was the longest race of the NASCAR Cup Series season. And as Greg Thompson, who was there, tells us, it took almost 600 miles to decide.
For most of the Coca-Cola 600, it looked like it would be the local kid with something to celebrate. Racing at his hometown track, Charlotte native William Byron led for 283 of the 400 laps. But with just six to go, he was passed by Ross Chastain, who had started the race 40th in a backup car.
To drive on that final run and pass two cars that had been way better all night, holy cow, we just won the World 600!
Chastain there, courtesy of Prime Video, after his first win of the season. In the other big story, Kyle Larson did become just the fifth driver ever to compete in both the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600 in the same day, but it didn't go great as he crashed out of both races early. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And we also got the NHL playoffs continuing. Florida Panthers, of course, the defending Stanley Cup champs, but they are just one win away from yet another trip to the Stanley Cup final. They host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight in Game 4 of the ECF. They hold a 3-0 lead. Florida aiming for its third straight finals appearance after, of course, winning it last year, but falling just short in 2023. A win tonight in Sunrise would complete the sweep and send the Panthers back to the championship round.
I want you to visualize this up on a marquee at a movie theater, okay?
Okay.
A man and his cat survives what I'm talking about. Oregon man and his feline friend received a warm welcome over the weekend in Hawaii. How they got there is a different story. CJ Papa all over it.
He went viral for quitting his job to sail the Pacific with his cat, Phoenix.
It doesn't really matter how much money you make at this point. Everybody's just trying to do enough to get by. It's just the world's in a weird place, and I think people have seen that it's possible to break out.
Oliver Ridger and his furry pal are online sensations. The 29-year-old liquidated his retirement savings, taught himself to sail mostly watching videos on YouTube, refitted the $50,000 boat he bought, and shoved off from the Oregon coast. He says diagnosed 4 years ago with a syndrome that carried a risk of paralysis made him realize he hated his managerial job at a tire company. He landed in Oahu Saturday, greeted by cheering fans, and Hawaii's Governor Josh Green presented him with a proclamation. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
I'm Andy Gresh with a Sports Minute. Can the standalone sporting event continue to survive? We had the Indianapolis 500 over the weekend, and yes, it's a part of the IndyCar schedule, but come on, it stands out the way the Masters does or the Kentucky Derby. I wonder, how long can those events really last? 275,000 people in Indianapolis is nothing to sneeze at, but are the Youngs going to follow these standalone events? I'm not sure. I'm Andy Gresh.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea Hard Ass Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's Clean Car Month. Right now, get the Pro X1 Car Care Collection Wash Kit for just $19.99, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Here's today's health news.
Well, alcohol-related cancer deaths have doubled in the U.S. over the last three decades. In 1990, there were just under 12,000 such deaths, but that number skyrocketed to 23,000 in 2021. The study came out of the University of Miami's Comprehensive Cancer Center. It shows that the increase is being driven by deaths in men 55 and older. The World Health Organization labeled alcohol a carcinogen in 1987, saying that no amount of it is safe.
All right, 6:43, News Radio 92.3, the Education Department teaming up with the Department of Justice to conduct a first-of-its-kind investigation into Washington State's policies regarding transgender students. Dan Springer on the streets of Seattle this afternoon with more.
Students in La Center, Washington stand out from the rest of the state for what is not part of their education. Teachers don't ask them for preferred pronouns or alternate names. And if they do identify as transgender, a meeting is set up with their parents. School officials say not to out them, but to include the most important people in their lives. La Center calls it a pro-family policy and is fighting to keep state funding because state law says parents must be kept in the dark if that's what students want. Two sets of school records, one parents can see and one they can't. And that has triggered an unprecedented federal joint investigation by the Education and Justice Departments.
All right. And a new study found that stress from work could be affecting your dog at home. The research shows that dog owners who stress about work-related issues off the clock have pets who also show signs of stress. For the study, researchers surveyed 85 dog owners to measure job stress and how often they think of work in their free time. Those owners were asked how stressed they thought their dogs were while tracking behaviors tied to canine stress like whining, pacing, and restlessness. The study concluded that owners with high-stress jobs had dogs who showed more stress-related behavior.
Okay, new findings on loneliness reveals some surprising results. Laura Kantner has this report on News Radio 92.3.
Men are at the top of the list when it comes to the loneliest people in the U.S., more specifically, Gen Z and millennial men. They accounted for 25% of the total number. That's according to a new Gallup poll that gathered data from 2023 to 2024. And it's not just young American men who are feeling lonely. One in five Gen Z and millennial guys who live in other countries, including Turkey, France, Ireland, and Canada, also reported feeling isolated. New York City psychotherapist Justin Yong attributing this growing epidemic to men becoming preoccupied with gaming and porn that hinder them from displaying intimacy. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, the push to make America healthy again is moving beyond the federal government, with a number of states asking the Trump administration for waivers banning food stamp recipients from using their benefits for sodas and candies, things like that. Indiana Governor Mike Braun says his state is one of those looking to change our nation's eating habits.
It doesn't make sense. And that's where you get the worst of government involved. They want to push it, I think, for the wrong reasons. Then you get industry buying into it.
Yeah.
That's not going to fly with the current administration, nor with mine here in Indiana.
6:45. Don't get ahead of myself here. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. Okay. How's it been this afternoon?
Well, luckily, the roads have been pretty good for the most part. Do have an accident being reported on Chase Street. This is as you are traveling eastbound towards North 9th Avenue. It's causing some backups at that intersection. Also, right for the people getting off of I-110, they are kind of getting some backups on that ramp there. So be on the lookout for that if you're in the area. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 78 tonight with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms this evening. Tomorrow, we see those chances tick up to 40%, while the high is 87 with a low of 75.
All right. Not a bad forecast locally, but a stormy Memorial Day for many Americans today. And by the way, the rest of the week's not looking much better. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today for the southern plains into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys. That includes large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes. On Tuesday, the risk spreads towards the Ohio Valley in the southeast. Heavy rain will bring the threat for flooding over the next few days as the pattern remains in place. Cooler temperatures are in the forecast for the northern and central two-thirds of the country as we begin the month of June. Fox Weather for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The nearly 40 million Americans expected to hit the roads this Memorial Day weekend will have something to look forward to, and that's cheap gas prices. The national average price of a gallon of gas is expected to be $3.08 on Memorial Day, according to projections released by fuel savings platform Gas Buddy. That would be the lowest gas price at the unofficial start of summer since 2021, and well below Gas Buddy's average of $3.58 for last Memorial Day. You may have missed it, but luxury brand Dior is agreeing to settle an Italian competition authority investigation into whether the luxury brand and two of its units misled consumers with their statements about working conditions at its suppliers. Dior's commitments include paying $2.3 million over 5 years. The markets are closed today for observation of the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 6:48 afternoon sliding by here. President Trump's tax cut and Spendyville faces a pretty doggone tough crowd in the U.S. Senate. Ashley Snowmeyer has more on why.
The fate of President Trump's big, beautiful bill now rests in the Senate. The sweeping tax and spending package faces pushback from some Republicans concerned about the national debt, Medicaid cuts, and other provisions. And Democrats warn the bill could strip benefits from millions of low-income Americans. House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging Senate Republicans to keep revisions minimal to maintain unity.
And Elon Musk says he has to be super focused on the companies he runs, like X, Tesla, and SpaceX. In an X post Saturday, Musk said things like recent outages at X show that there's a need for improvement. He said he's going back to spending 24 hours a day at work. He has spent much of this year leading Doge in an effort to cut federal spending.
Of course, Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, and air conditioning experts giving tips today on how to stay cool without paying a lot of bucks. Heather Sullivan from Fox 26 in Houston has the details on News Radio 92.3.
You've probably already cranked up your air conditioning with the early heat and humidity we've been having. HVAC industry experts warn that President Trump's tariffs could significantly drive up the cost of parts and repairs, and that's on top of existing pressures like shortages of labor and raw materials. Some HVAC service companies say expenses have already risen 80% since the pandemic, and that it's just plain impossible not to pass on some of those costs to customers. Schedule an AC tune-up to fix any issues before they get worse. Get multiple quotes from licensed technicians so that you're not overpaying for the tune-up or the repairs. Heather Sullivan, Fox News.
And a Swiss crypto millionaire is reportedly going to turn themselves into the NYPD this week for questioning in a torture case. The executive popped up on police radar after the Friday arrest of Kentucky crypto millionaire John Waltz for allegedly holding an Italian trader prisoner in a Manhattan apartment and torturing him for his Bitcoin password. The victim escaped on Friday and told a traffic cop what had been happening. The Swiss executive's lawyers are reportedly arranging for the man's surrender.
So you've got a work history of kind of working around the auto industry, and you want a job. Well, more of those jobs coming to Georgia. Jeff Manasso has the report.
Mercedes-Benz is expanding its U.S. headquarters in Sandy Springs in Metro Atlanta, announcing the addition of up to 500 jobs, including corporate, technical, and high-tech, in the company's new multi-million-dollar research and development facility, a move that's expected to be completed by next year as the luxury automaker consolidates positions to Georgia from across the country. Mercedes-Benz saying the move strengthens its position for continued growth and reinforces its established commitment to the U.S. market. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's a cash crisis at the World Health Organization, and the leader says it's pretty bad news for a lot of folks. Jonathan Savage has the report.
The United States is the main funder of the WHO, but it's about to pull out, leaving a $600 million hole in the organization's budget. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that's not the only problem. Cuts to bilateral aid programs are already being felt.
Patients are missing out on treatments. Health facilities have closed. Health workers have lost their jobs.
The loss of U.S. government funding means China will be the WHO's number one contributor from next year. President Trump's accused the group of kowtowing to Beijing. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just culture notes to ease you into this evening on this beautiful Memorial Day Monday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.655, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's been pretty smooth sailing throughout this evening. Thank you for staying safe out there. We did have an accident reported earlier this hour. This is if you are traveling eastbound on Chase Street towards North 9th Avenue. That intersection was dealing with some backups because of a previously reported accident, and it looks like there are still backups there, but they're not too severe. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, let's see. We're sitting at around 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight with a low chance of thunderstorms. We're going to see those chances increase for your Tuesday, where the high is going to be 87 and the low is going to be 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Swifty fans are going nuts. Why? Because Taylor Swift fans are buzzing about the possible drop of a brand new album.
Look what you made me do. Taylor Swift fans have been speculating on social media that Reputation Taylor's version could be dropping soon, ahead of her appearance at the American Music Awards Monday, and sales spikes are backing it up. An extended cut of Swift's re-recorded Look What You Made Me Do aired during a key scene in The Handmaid's Tale, and this week, the track jumped to number 53 on the U.S. iTunes chart, while several of Swift's albums, including Reputation, The Tortured Poets Department, and 1989, Taylor's version, re-entered the top 100. Swift was nominated for 6 AMAs and could break her own record for the most AMAs of all time, as the current record holder with 40, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And TikTok influencer Anna Grace Phelan has passed away at the age of 19. She passed after a battle with cancer. Her death was confirmed on the Facebook account Anna's Fight. In a post, her family said, "May we all rejoice with the assurance that she is in heaven now and she has been healed."
Okay, it's a Memorial Day weekend, about to wrap up here. Box office records in the books. Gotta be surprised. Jane Fergus has the details.
Disney's Lilo and Stitch is off to a running start, bringing in nearly $146 million in its opening weekend.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
The live-action remake sets a Memorial Day opening weekend record previously held by Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick in 2022. Cruise makes another huge splash this Memorial Day with the release of Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, the latest installment earning $63 million to mark the biggest opening weekend for the franchise. Final Destination Bloodlines falls to third place, pulling in $19 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And the soup kitchen that rocker Jon Bon Jovi opened in the Ocean County Library in Toms River, New Jersey, is sticking around a little longer. In an online post, organizers say the kitchen has served more than 2,600 meals since it opened 11 weeks ago, and it's helped two guests find permanent housing and connect others with legal aid and mental health care.
Saturday Night Live regular is teasing a lot of change coming up next season for that show. Let's find out what's up.
Kenan Thompson is teasing big changes ahead at Saturday Night Live, and it sounds like some cast shakeups could be on the way after closing out SNL's
50th season with Scarlett Johansson May 17th. Thompson called the milestone bittersweet in a new interview with Page Six. He said, especially this year where it feels like there's maybe possibly a lot of change next year, adding, you want everyone to stay forever. No official word yet on who's staying or going for season 51, but fans online are speculating a cast shakeup is coming, and Thompson himself still hasn't signed on for the next season. Thompson joined the show back in 2003 and is the longest tenured cast member in SNL history. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And dozens of couples who got married in Las Vegas on Sunday can forever say they were wed on a palindrome date. The date 52525 is a palindrome, meaning that the numbers are the same read forwards as they are backwards. The Bliss Wedding Chapel alone says it had more than 30 weddings on Sunday, not including walk-ins. This month is rare in that it has 10 straight palindrome dates. The trend started on May 20th and continues through May 29th.
News Radio 92.3. Well, Britney got caught smoking. Kind of. I have to explain that one for you. She is providing an explanation now for an incident aboard a flight last week. Here's what she says.
Britney Spears is offering a half apology after lighting up on a charter flight, claiming the cigarette wasn't her idea in the first place, that it was her friend who put it in her mouth and lit it. She wrote on Instagram alongside a video from inside the plane, "So I was like, oh, so this is a plane where you can smoke." She followed that with, "I do so apologize to anyone I offended, but the flight attendants always make sure I'm way at the back of the plane anyways." The 43-year-old also admitted to drinking. TMZ reports that flight crew found her behavior difficult and alerted authorities, who met the plane upon landing. Spears claimed she thought they met her there because she was famous and added a particular flight attendant had it out for her. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Yeah, go ahead. Blame it on the flight attendant. Why not? All right. Very interesting official 100 days of summer now underway and continues through Labor Day. Local businesses say this is the time when the hospitality and tourism industry soars, businesses trying to avoid raising prices to keep those customers happy. Hey, have yourself a great Memorial Day night. We'll do it tomorrow afternoon at 4. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.